So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'oichel Eitzel Chama B'Yehuda Shloi Be'edim, Einu Yochel Litten Tainis Besulim, Emneisha Misyachrima. In the region of Yehuda, where it was customary for the chasen to dine at the home of his father-in-law, sometime between Eris and Nisuin, one cannot claim Tainis Besulim, because, as the Gemara explains, Ha'yu Me'yachten Es HaChasen V'Sakala Sho'achas Koidim K'nisas N'chuppah, K'dei She'hei Liba Gaspah. The chasen and kala would be left secluded to become familiar with each other some time before the chuppah. Since there is a possibility of them cohabiting at that time before nisuin, ain loy tainus v'sulim. Zok the Mishnah, achas amonas Yisrael v'achas amonas kohanim k'subas amona. Both a widow, a bas Yisrael, and a widow, a bas kohen, are only entitled to a smaller k'suba of 100 zuz. Bezn shal kohanim ha'yigayven l'b'sula 400 zuz v'loy micha b'yadim chachamim. The Bezdin of the Kahanim initiated that a Besula Abbas Kayan be entitled to a larger Ksuba of 400 Zuz, as opposed to a Besula Abbas Yisrael, who generally receives a Ksuba of Masayim Zuz, 200 Zuz, and the Chacham did not object to this practice. The Gemara explains that the Bezdin Shal Kahanim had also initiated Almonas Kahanim Ksubas Masayim, that an Almona Abbas Kayan be entitled to 200 Zuz, as opposed to Almona Abbas Yisrael, who only receives a Ksuba of 100 Zuz. However, kiven the chazad the parshan minayu, since the ksuba of Amana bas Kohen equaled the ksuba of a besula bas Yisrael, people preferred to marry a besula. Therefore, hadrinu l'masayu, Amana bas Kohen was reverted to a ksuba mana, which gave the Amana an advantage. Zok the Mishnah, hanoisei se'ishav le'matzla besula. In the case of one who married a besula and did not find dam besula, he oimeres mishristani nenasti v'nestach v'sedeyu. She claims that she was a Besula at the time of Kedushin, but was coerced after Kedushin, in which it's his loss, and Ksubas Masayim. She's entitled to a full Ksuba of 200 Zuz. V'hu Aymer, loy, Kela Achol Aresticha, v'hoi Mikri Mekach Tayis. He claims that perhaps she was not a Besula at the time of Kedushin, because she cohabited before Kedushin, and it was an erroneous Kedushin, and therefore ain't a Ksuba Masayim. She's not entitled to a Ksuba of 200 Zuz. Rav Gamliel, Rav Eleza, Oimrim, Nemenes. Rav Gamliel and Rav Eleza say that her claim is accepted. Rav Shua, Oimrim, Loi mepia anu chayim. Ela harezu becheskes ba'ula ad shaloi tis'ares vita asoi. Ad shetavi ra'i ledvera. Rav Shua disagrees and says that her claim is not accepted unless she proves her claim. Rather, she is considered to have already been a ba'ula before Kedushin, and she deceived him. The Gemara gives two explanations for the machlekes. Bari v'shema. The Gemara cites a well-known machlekes. Itmar, mana li biyadcha, v'haloimer in the yadeh. The tevea, the plaintiff, claims you owe me money. The nitva, the defendant, says, I don't know, he's not sure. Rav Yehuda Rav Huna amri chayiv. He has to pay, because bari b'shem and bari adif. The certain claim is stronger than the uncertain claim. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon amri pater. He does not have to pay, because okim imayna b'cheskes mari. The nitva is the muchzik. He has the money in his possession. While a teve is the maitzi, he wants to take the money. And the maitzi mechave are all of a raya. So too in our case. She has the advantage of bari b'shem and bari adiv. She's bari, certain when she became a ba'ula. While he has the disadvantage of shema, uncertain when she became a ba'ula. On the other hand, he has the advantage of uki m'mayna b'cheskis mari. He's a muchzik. He possesses the ksuba money. While she has the disadvantage of being the maitzi, she wants to take his money. And the maitzi mechave are all of a raya. Ramil Rebeleza say, Bari B'Shem and Bari Adif. Her advantage of Bari overpowers his advantage of Muchzik. Therefore, Nemenes, V'yesh L'Ksuba Masayim. Rabbi Yeshua says, Bari B'Shem Allah Bari Adif. Because, Okim Emayna B'Cheskes Mari. His advantage of Muchzik overpowers her advantage of Bari. Therefore, Ein Nemenes, V'ein L'Ksuba Masayim. The Gemara then gives a second explanation for the Machlekes. Generally, Rav Gamliel and Rav Eliezer agree with Rabbi Yeshua that Bari B'Shema lav Bari Adav, because the advantage of Muchzik overpowers the advantage of Bari. However, in this case, her claim has two other advantages. Migoi. She could have presented a superior claim of Mukas Eitzami. Her Besulim were removed by an injury, in which she would not be disqualified for Kahuna. However, in her current claim of Nenasti, she became disqualified for Kahuna because Eishes Yisrael Shenensa Asur LeKahuna. Although Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is permitted to her husband, she is disqualified for kahuna. Since she could have presented a superior claim, but only presented an inferior claim, this proves that she must be stating the truth. chazaka. Being that she initially had besulim from birth, there is a cheskes haguf that the besulim were continuously with her until a known change. Since she claims mishrestani, the besulim were removed later after erisin, while he claims achlaristicha, the besulim were removed earlier before erisin, the cheskes haguf affirms that the besulim were continuous and were only removed at the later time. Therefore, since her claim has three advantages of bari, migui, and chazaka, nemenes v'yesh l'ksuba mesayim, she is entitled to a full ksuba of 200 zuz. Rabbi Yishua disagrees and says that his advantage of muhsik overrides all her advantages. Therefore, ein nemenes v'ein l'ksuba mesayim, she is not entitled to a ksuba of 200 zuz. In the previous daf, the Gemara cited machlekes whether she is entitled to at least a mano or to no ksuba at all.